adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew. Loveline, coast to coast.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Sum 41 is going to come in here tonight. Sum 41 is playing over at Jimmy Kimmel's show right now. They probably, as tradition would have it, the bands usually go on at the end of...
What's
Where's
matter?
Our coffee, Drew?
Good question.
Yeah. We got extra. We got three extra mics and not one goddamn cup of coffee in this tub. Let's go, Bri. What do you say, buddy? Good times. All right. Now, listen. Yeah. Drew, here's your problem.
Mine, yes.
Yeah. You refuse to see the difference between you and anybody who makes $7 an hour.
Right.
I'm telling you there's a difference.
Really?
Yes.
It's hard for me to see it.
They're supposed to kiss your ass and get your coffee and do all that kind of stuff. And if
they don't, you're supposed to get mad.
No. If they don't, you're supposed to tell them. And then if they don't again, you're supposed to tell them again. But the third time, you're supposed to yell at them. Right?
Okay, got it.
Thanks. Got our coffee.
Okay.
Where were we?
You know what, yes. If I were to behave like that, it would somehow come off more prickish than even you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but
it would be even more. It would somehow be disturbing.
Drew, this is a new record, by the way.
Speaking of disturbing,
the coffee mug. Okay, we're minute 38 into the show. Drew made contact with the mic in his coffee mug, which he usually does about minute 18 of the show.
I think the real record.
But the mug was not in the studio.
That's right. The real record
for a minute and 10 seconds.
That's right. 12 seconds after the mug arrived, I did it.
Okay. Yeah. So what were you saying?
Just that if I were to behave like that, it would seem unusually asshole-ish, don't you think?
Yeah, but aren't you... I mean, Drew, you know... are you breaking wind over there?
Me? No.
Oh, no. Shields. Dude, I threw my shirt now. Listen, you know about consequences and how that works
that's
in your
that's
business.
True. You're right, yeah.
And if there's somebody who's getting out of line, and I'll put it, here's what I'll do, because Drew goes nuts with this stuff. If they're not doing their studying, their grades are starting to fall, it is your job to give them a nice little warning, and then the next time you start taking away video privileges and stuff like that for the kids.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to step it up.
Yeah.
Someone's not doing their job.
Right.
You're doing them a favor by calling them numbnuts, pointing at the kitchen, and yelling, "I am God, serve your master."
I think you said Bri.
Oh, Bri.
Yeah.
That's right. That's Brian. All right. God bless him. Let's see. Let's move forward. So anyway, Sum 41 coming in here tonight after they finish Jimmy Kimmel. Jimmy's show goes off at like 10:05 or something like that. The band usually plays last. They usually play second song sort of for the crowd. Pack it up, and they'll be in here probably about 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
I'm sure good and juiced up. Oh. Eve?
Yeah.
Eve? Yeah. You're 18?
Yeah.
What's up?
Okay, so me and my boyfriend were having sex about a week ago, and we're doing anally, and it tore. And I wanted to know how I can get it to heal because it hurts pretty bad.
The anus tore?
Uh-huh. Like, there's like a little, like a really small tear.
Yeah, and it's probably not a tear. Is it?
You can tear.
You can, but...
More would you get is a fissure.
Yeah. Well...
A fissure.
What? Drew.
Did I say that wrong?
Fissure? No, you say fissure.
Fissure.
That's where the thing starts poking through the side, or...
The fissure is just a crack. It's just an irritation that sort of forms. It's like you get a crack inside your mouth.
Yeah.
You get those things in
your mouth. On the side of your mouth.
There you go.
It's like a little hole. It's
a fissure's different than a fissure, isn't it?
No,
well,
FISSURE.
Doesn't one of them... I thought the rectal fissure meant... I don't know, there was...
It's a fistula. Fistula.
Oh, fistula is what I'm thinking. So much fisting going on in the rectal area. Anyway, Eve, a little cracking in the crack.
Mm-hmm.
Get some Anusol HC cream and try that, all right?
What's that do?
It's anti-inflammatory. It's some steroids.
And where do you get it at?
You get it at the pharmacy. It's over the counter. And if that doesn't, in hot baths, and if that doesn't work after a couple of days, you got to have a doctor take a look at it.
And by the way, anusol. Shouldn't you pronounce that anusol?
It's A-N-U-S-O-L.
Anusol?
Anusol.
I mean, right. You got the word anus right. Hold on a second.
Yeah.
Are you trying to make people say anus something?
They probably reconsidered it. Named it and then thought better.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. How do you spell it again?
A-N-U-S-O-L.
Yeah, that's, I mean, look, you got, if you're rubbing it on your cooling, you got the first word is anus.
Why not?
You cannot spell anusol without spelling anus, yes, Drew?
Yes. Maybe it should have been called Ole Anus.
Ole Anus, 400.
Yeah.
Yeah, we used to drink that in high school. Get a 40, go down to the park. Yeah, some guys would get a sixer, Mickey's Big Rectum.
That was big.
Yeah, big opening there. All right, so Eve, second question?
So what can I do to prevent that in the future? Like, I mean, is that common? Do most people,
Most people do not, but that's an area that you can have pathology. You can get, mm-hmm. you get fistulas and fissures and infections and mm-hmm. abscesses and hemorrhoids, all kinds of good stuff. So,
well, I mean, is like, it something even if you use lube and all that stuff?
Even if.
Did you use lube?
Yeah.
Well.
Is it something you particularly?
Did something bad happen?
Yeah. What?
I mean, listen, you used the lube, right?
Uh-huh.
Now your ass hurts, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so didn't we settle that one?
Yeah.
All right. This is my life, Drew. This is my life. Yelling at 17-year-old. Sweetie pie, you lubed your rectum, and now you got a fistula. Okay? So don't call the show. This is it.
Did you or did you not lube up?
You pre-lubed, yes? Yes or no? Yes, so you lubed. All right. Yeah, like I sometimes just think, what if I just woke up and saw myself here yelling into some microphone about anal lube, you know?
Old anus.
What happened? What went wrong or possibly right? What's going on? And who could be at the other end of this microphone? Who's he speaking to? Is it the guy in the next room? What's going on? What?
Yeah.
How many stations?
Yeah.
Holy F!
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't even know what to make of it.
Yeah.
If you just saw yourself sitting in this, first off, you'd go, syndicated in 100 stations? What's he doing in that dump?
Yeah,
maybe
yeah.
The first
question.
Second one is, why is he dressed so poorly?
Yeah, yeah.
Making all kinds of money.
Right, right.
Third is, who's Four Eyes?
Yeah.
That's you, Drew.
And what the F's he talking about?
And fifth, what the F's he talking about? Who could possibly pay him for this? Good times.
Hello?
Electa?
Or Electra?
Electa.
Electa,
yeah. You're 18?
Yeah.
What kind of name is Electa?
Oh, I don't know, and I said my real name, too.
Really? That never told you, parents never told you the story behind it?
What? Oh, it means the chosen one.
Oh, all right. And what?
Because, you know.
No, and what language?
Greek.
Greek, all right.
So what does Electra mean?
I don't know.
Are you
chosen one?
Are you Greek, then?
No, I'm black.
Oh, okay. Well, you guys, you know, this is your subtle payback for all those years of racism, the crazy names, isn't it?
Exactly.
We have to sit there and, Drew. Uh-oh. Speaking of subtle payback, Drew just let one blast.
Uh-oh.
Drew let something go in here that is so far from right.
You're so mean. I'm embarrassing him.
I'm mean. My innards are on fire. I'm mean. Oh,
maybe
my God. Oh, my God. Please, Drew, S in my hand so I can rub it on my face to lessen the pain I'm in. Wow. What did you eat? Drew, you ate legumes. You ate onions or something.
Give him some anisol.
Something happened so bad that was so bad. Go ahead, Electa.
Okay, well, anyways, me and my boyfriend have been together for, like, a couple of years, and, like, I really don't like giving head that much, but every now and then I will give him some, and, like, well, I don't. And
yeah, no, I'm getting weak from the methane content in my blood. It's starting to boil.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, he never really eats me out that much, like, ever.
How often do you do it to him?
I don't know. Like, sometimes when I'm really in the mood, like, maybe, like, 4 or 5 times a year.
Are you guys even on the oral?
No. He totally always skips out on it.
Well, you're only doing it 4 times a year, so
well,
how far off could you be? hold on. Drew, nothing else. Not again. You didn't let something else. No? Why you wait? Uh-oh. Drew is so bad. He's blocking the door, too.
Well, maybe the air conditioner will work now that you kicked it off
yeah,
the wall.
Yeah, that air. Oh, sure. Sure. This place is ventilated like a Earl Scheib's paint booth. Are you kidding? Please. All right. So, look, maybe you guys...
Come on, grow up.
You guys
are mature adults here.
You guys don't sound like you're getting along all that well.
We are. I just don't like doing that.
You don't like doing
and
it.
He doesn't like
do
doing it either.
You must seem a little PO'd about it.
Well, why won't he?
Why won't he?
Yeah.
For the same reason
well,
that you won't.
Well, you're not doing it either.
He's not. He doesn't enjoy doing that, just the way you don't.
Well, maybe if he would put some effort, then maybe I would do it.
Oh, well, does he
well,
know that?
Look, hold on. Is he listening?
No.
Does he know that you would reciprocate?
Huh?
He does know that.
He knows.
What?
Do you see?
I don't wait, know. Those are big words.
Does
I'm
he know?
18, but I don't understand those words.
So, all right. Let me ask this. Does he understand that you enjoy receiving oral sex from him?
Of course he knows that.
He knows that, and yet he won't do it.
Nope.
What is he black, too?
No, he's white.
Oh.
You guys are specialty.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And he's Jewish, too.
Oh.
So come on, Adam. This is your question.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. Black guys are good lovers, but they don't like going down on chicks. White guys go down on chicks because they compensate for the smaller penis. And Jewish guys aren't good at stuff that involves movement of any kind. It's just any kind of movement.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Any motoric activity.
Yeah, yeah. So it's not... This might be trouble for him.
Aw.
How old is he?
He's 16.
He's 16. Look, and Drew, he's 16 and Jewish. That's
yeah.
like a 9-year-old black guy. Maybe 8. Yeah. I mean, physically.
Fetus.
Yeah. Okay, so the guy's moving along a little slow. You're his first woman, right?
Like third.
Have you been clear with him about this, that you would do it if he would do it?
Yes, it's been 2 years.
Oh, okay. Well, all right, well, then he might have to break up.
Really?
Yeah,
well,
listen.
Well, important to you, he's not willing to do it.
Tell him Passover's coming up Wednesday, and you want him to set a plate for Elijah and your coos. Is that how it works, Drew?
No, I think it's something about rubbing blood outside the door.
Oh.
No.
Tell him you want him to eat your... roasted eggs and bitter herbs or whatever that.
Bitter herbs. Let's stay with the bitter herbs theme. That's good.
You do any Passover stuff?
Not a long time.
I've been invited to a Passover. It's like, listen, could you, Heaps, quit talking and let's bust into this brisket already?
Uh-huh.
It's like, what symbolizes the strife... What? What's that empty chair? Elijah would... And this symbol, everything symbolized. Let's get to eating. Let's go. Explain it to me while we're watching TV. You got to sit there. You're not sure what to do. Then everyone's got to read. You got to wear. Not having your own yarmulke is like when you go to. It's like not having your own bowling shoes.
Right. Or not having the right jacket.
You look stupid. Right, yeah. Right. You get the cheapo paper yarmulke that barely doesn't sit right on you. You got to work the yarmulke in. You're just sitting there as the goyim guest.
Mm-hmm.
Then everyone explains what the bitter herbs and the roasted eggs for, and all the 40 years and the unleavened. And it's like you're just thinking, let's eat.
Humans have to relive trauma. Relive it. 1,000 years reliving trauma.
I know. Can we eat already? Can we just eat?
Yeah.
I didn't even go through the desert. I'm ready to kill myself. Let's eat already. Sean?
Yes.
You're 29?
Yes.
What's up?
All right. This is kind of odd, so I just wanted your guys' opinion on it. I've been married for about 5 years. Been with my wife for 7. And I have a need to have semi-intimate relationships with other women that doesn't involve sex or any form of sex.
Mm-hmm. You mean friendships?
No, it's a semi-intimate.
Well, I wonder if that means a platonic.
No, he's not going to put it that
friendships,
way.
Friendships, yes. Erotic, not really at all. Just, I don't know if it's an other people's problem kind of thing or... But see, here's the thing. My wife is the only person I've ever been with.
Mm-mm.
She's also the first person I ever dated.
Ooh.
So I'm just wondering if this is a... I miss it out, so this is how I'm making up for it kind of thing.
Well, you say semi... Did you say semi-erotic?
No, not well, even no. erotic.
Not
erotic at all.
Not at all erotic.
Like semi-intimate, I guess.
He means just, you mean a close friendship.
Oh, how did he, would you say intimate? How how did, I got 2 hours of sleep last night, by the way, my brain's fried. But,
See, like intimate in knowledge.
Oh, you said semi-intimate.
Yeah, but okay. Knowledge, nothing physical.
Yeah. All right, well, you got to realize, when a guy says, I want to have semi-intimate relations with someone other than my wife, you think, all right, second base.
Well, I also think he's sort of flirting with...
I think finger bang when I think semi-intimate.
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm.
No, see, I wouldn't even go that far.
All right.
What are you doing? What do you, but, so there's no kissing, there's no embracing.
No, no
but,
none
but,
of that.
But there's flirting.
Yeah.
And there's interest. And who are these people with? Co-workers?
A couple of them co-workers. Well, yeah, actually, most of them are co-workers. And there has been a couple times where the door was wide open to take that extra step.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I, like, ran.
You freaked out. Good.
Yeah.
Good impulse.
That's good. That's good.
All right, so you have the ability to contain yourself. But even so, you're sort of, you're flirting with trouble. Because one of these days, you're going to be in a situation with somebody that you just go, oh, hell. And that's
right.
that's not a good situation to put yourself in when you're feeling the way you do, which is that you missed out and that you're interested in other people. It's just a real bad...
On the other hand, Sean's no closer. He's probably not going to get in that situation. But, I mean, if does your business involve any travel?
No.
What do you do?
Right now, I work in security.
Oh, right now is always...
bad sign.
That's always a bad sign.
Well, no. I'm in school. So this is just holding me over till I get my...
Okay, well, listen, here's the dealio. If you have a crappy job and you're a guy who hasn't gotten laid much by other chicks in your life, you'll probably be pretty safe because girls won't bother you.
Mm.
Okay.
The problem is... Here's the problem. The problem is if you were a mover and a shaker...
Somebody really came on.
If you knew how to close some deals in your day, it's sort of like... It's sort of like, well, I was a fighter, but I gave it up.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to mess with that guy.
Mm-hmm.
He may have given it up for a while, but maybe he's got a couple beers in him now, and he's not in a good mood.
Right. He shouldn't be going out.
He's not going to be doing anything, but if he does, he's going to kick someone's ass.
Yeah.
And if you got a guy who's been through a couple of dozen women, then settled down, then gets some job where there's some travel involved and stuff like that, he may he got removed from the wild, but he could, I know Drew's going to say something because Drew did a little moving and shaking too.
No, I'm saying if he were inclined the way this guy is, which is he's wandering and he's uncertain, I don't think
Sean's even inclined. I think for a guy who's only been with one woman to have other women show interest in him is something that he can't put aside.
Yeah.
He can't get around it. And I think he just wants to talk about it a little bit.
Yeah.
If he was going to do something, he would have done something.
All right. I just think he's putting himself in harm's way.
Listen. Stay out of those situations.
And by the way, women are very disturbed by men in any kind of intimate encounter. Women, for instance, get upset when men are sort of intimately talking on a website or something. Men are just like they don't even think of that as a cheat. Or women are upset by that.
A woman would rather have Drew. You tell me if you agree or disagree. Woman would rather have you get a BJ. At somebody else's bachelor party in Vegas than have a 2-3 month internet relationship with some pen pal in Canada
Let's just say they'd have equivalent, close to equivalent impact.
Well, they'd be pissed either way.
Yeah.
The BJ, they'd get past. They would tend to probably trust you more with the BJ.
Yeah, the point is if the guy had his wife talking on the web, he wouldn't even notice it. But if somebody touched her, he'd flip.
Be a great thing.
He'd go insane.
No, you'd love some guy to occupy. No,
if a guy touched her, though, you'd go insane. You wouldn't even notice it. Yeah, you'd like it.
You'd love a guy just to occupy all her time on the web.
Yeah.
Get an army of gay men just to talk to them about travel and fashion and cuisine. Meanwhile, you're left unmolested watching TiVo, waiting to die. What a life. It'd be a great life. Joey?
Yeah.
What's the matter, buddy?
All right, here's the deal. I was getting some batteries for my CD player today, and my mom's got this bunch of batteries in her top drawer, in her dresser. And so I went in there to get some, and I found this little pink book that said diary on it. I opened it up, just, you know, being a little bit snoopy. And there were these two sheets that came out. It had the good and bad things on it of what of what it would be for her to commit suicide.
Oh, like a pro and con list.
Yeah, that's what it was. And it had what she wants with all of her stuff and where she wants it. She doesn't want, like, what she wants done with her body and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure.
You found this today?
Yeah.
And you have no idea when it was written? Is there a date on it?
No, there's no date on it. It had to be pretty soon, though.
It had to be recently?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, because I've gotten batteries out of there before.
And you never saw the book?
No.
Has she been seeming depressed?
I had some trouble with the law a few months ago. I got 4 felonies and a misdemeanor. And
how do you get 4 felonies and a misdemeanor and one...
4 misdemeanors and a felony. Never mind.
Oh, all right. What was the felony?
It was Grand Theft Auto.
Ah. you think that's part of what's depressing her?
No, that was a long time ago. We've been cool pretty much since then, but...
You're 14. When was it? What were you, like 7?
Oh, yeah. No, it was a few months ago.
Okay, where's your dad?
My biological dad. I never met him. My stepfather, he's been in my life since I was about 6 or 7.
Is he helping out here?
What is that?
Is he helping out? Is he a good dad?
About a week ago, we started getting our relationship back, but...
Can you go to him with this information?
I don't know.
I think you should. You need to.
Do you have an older sister or brother or anything like that?
No.
All right, you got to go to him.
You're an only child?
Yeah.
Really? Your mom must have had a couple kids taken away or something.
No.
Really?
Mm-mm.
That's just smacks of, multiple litter. But, all right, Joey, listen, I appreciate... You're being upset, and you should be. So I think the two things you could... Well, there's 3 things you could do. A, don't start questioning what you've done to get her this way, because if she's seriously contemplating this, she's depressed.
Yes.
And it's not to do with you.
Though it is a nice opportunity for him to get his ass together a little bit.
Yeah, and him bringing home a straight-A report card as opposed to the Grand Theft Auto thing, probably...
Would help us a little bit.
Couldn't hurt.
Yeah.
Couldn't hurt.
But right now she needs professional help. If she is so depressed that she's having suicidal ideation, that is a sign of how severely depressed she is, and that can be treated.
And you need to talk to the stepdad, who it sounds like you have a decent relationship with.
Or at least he sounds like a decent guy.
Yeah, I think maybe Joey felt like Joey was having a little trouble with authority.
Yes.
And maybe the stepdad was trying to impose a little authority.
Yeah.
But now it's time for you guys to put whatever petty differences you had behind you and focus on a bigger picture.
Yep.
All right. We are going to take ourselves a little break. Sum 41 coming in here at the top of the hour, and we'll be right back. Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Sum 41 will be in here in a few. They're doing the Jimmy Kimmel Show tonight. So if you want to hear them, you can listen to our show, and then when our show ends, you can turn on the TV.
Heard you were talking about our illustrious Dawson's Creek on Stern.
Yeah, it was, yeah. I did Stern this morning, went to bed at 2, got up at 4.
Yeah.
It's just nothing. It's like there's nothing worse.
Mm.
What's worse?
Mm.
It's 4. It's dark.
Mm.
And it is night, man. It's the middle. There's nothing. Like, when you get up at 4 and try to get going, everything is screaming, go back to bed. The street light's screaming, you know? Like, you open the front door and look around, and there's just nothing moving. It's like, everyone's like, go to bed.
Yeah.
You open the fridge, it starts screaming at you. You turn the coffee pot on. It's like, what are you, high? No!
Ghost
get back
splatter.
There! Get back! I'm like... Oh, it's so goddamn brutal. But, anyway, and then when I was done with Stern this morning, I had to go to work. So, I got home from work at, 6, and I took a nap.
Did you see any tape of what we did?
No, I'm doing Jimmy's show tomorrow night.
Yeah.
He's going to have tape of it.
He's going to kill you.
Yeah, well, don't worry about you.
I'll get nailed, too. What are you talking about?
No. Well, first off, people think you're dick anyway. Okay. Number two.
Go ahead.
All right, buddy. Come on now. Don't make me feel bad by not yelling back at me. No, Jimmy's going to pick out embarrassing solo stuff.
I'm sure it will include both of us.
Well, I did a lot of solo stuff
without
you, and my most embarrassing stuff was the solo stuff you, because that's where I was too tired to fight the script.
Right.
The stuff we did together, we had lived, and we went against the script, and that won't be bad. The stuff I did without you was all off the script.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to take a ride on the Corolla coaster, baby?
It's gonna
be a long, long night. Long night. Cindy?
Hello?
You're 24?
Oh my God, am I really on the radio?
Oh yes, you is.
Dr. Drew, I love you so much. I think you're so great, and you've totally, awakened my attraction to smart men. And I think that you're awesome, and if I could ever have somebody like you, then I'll be happy.
Thank you very much, Cindy. What's going on?
But for real, my thing now is that I'm not ready for a relationship, and I just like to have sex.
Yeah, fair enough.
Mm-hmm. Drew will snap you up when you're good and loose in about 10 years.
Well, that's what I'm worried about, is that, this guy that I'm having sex with right now, he has, a really big package. I've never seen a package this big, and, I'm kind of scared that it's going to, stretch me out or whatever, and I'm not going to be normal again.
Is he big in circumference?
Yeah, it's just huge all around.
Huge all around.
Does it hurt you?
No.
It doesn't?
No, and that's the thing, too. Is it going to affect my ability to,
No.
No.
He'll snap right back.
It's fine. He may have spoiled it for all the other guys, but...
How big is his penis?
Oh, man, I knew you were going to ask that, Adam. I don't have very big hands, but my hand, barely fits around it.
Oh, I would love that.
It's huge.
Yeah, and how big is it, would you say it is, lengthwise?
I don't know, 8 or 9 inches.
Mm-hmm, but it's got some girth. It's hanging on, doing that, when you grab onto a guy's forearm to pull you up over a fence or something. It's like that kind of grab, chin up on it.
Pretty much.
You know what I want? And tell me if this guy has this. I want that thing where I grab the base and there's still a lot to work with. Where I can really almost use it like a weapon. I'm holding a club.
Oh, God.
Does he grab the base?
So you could totally, pimp slap someone with it?
Well, when you're guiding it in, you can grab the base, a full fist grab on the base and aim it in, as opposed to using the forefinger with the light tap on the top.
The tweezers?
Yeah, for me, it's like I'm threading a needle, I want that.
You could definitely do that.
He can definitely do that. All right.
All right. Yeah. All right. What's going on? I'm smelling junior college.
Do you know what? Okay, no, I'll tell you what, Adam Carolla.
Uh-oh.
That's a yes.
I am in junior college. Yeah.
Shocking! I am dumbfounded. Hold on a second. She's 24. She's 24 years old, which is... you're in a 6-year junior college at this point.
Yeah,
not that she went all the way through, but you see 24, you don't think college. She didn't say anything that had to do with college or any.
No.
But but here's the thing about junior college with me, too. I don't go in with any preconceived notions.
No.
It's all good people who channel.
Yeah.
I channel the stupid. Some people channel the dead. I channel retards. They're on the earth, but they're brain dead. That's who I speak to. And I'm just sitting there, and after about a few minutes of conversation, a little idiot angel, taps me on the shoulder. It's like,
thank you, sweet spirit.
Junior college. And then this comes flying out of my mouth.
We're dumb.
Cindy?
What's going on?
What's going on? You were going to straighten me out with this junior college?
Okay, I dropped out of high school, right?
Mm-hmm.
If it wasn't for junior college, I would never have a chance to make anything of myself. And now... I'm on the National Dean's List. I'm in Phi Theta Kappa. I'm an honors student. I have a 4.0.
I'm going to go to
medical school. Give me a break here.
No.
Just because I go to junior college doesn't mean I'm stupid.
No, yeah. You're not going to medical school, though.
Oh my God, I'm so gonna kick your ass.
When are you going? What? First off, what college are you gonna transfer into?
The University of Miami.
When?
Tell them that's a good school, Drew.
It is a good school. It is a good
when are you going?
January.
All right. I say you grad. I'm gonna do some math here. You graduate.
Yeah, I took calculus. What kind of math do you want me to do?
You'll graduate med school in 2042.
But,
all right, baby.
But
you
listen,
keep going. That big penis may ruin you in the meantime.
So, Drew, you don't think it's going to, like, stretch it out?
No,
or anything?
No. Nothing like that happens.
No.
You're fine.
Is this pre-med material?
You never know.
You don't think it's going to stretch it out?
You never know. Listen, that is the thing about junior college. It is a sort of second chance for people, and for people that can't afford it or, you know, need to keep treading water while they head for something in higher education. And I've noticed, I think I told you
this
before.
Listen, I see any white guy over 25.
Well, what's her call?
You're 25.
She's not a guy.
She's not Asian. Cindy?
What?
What's your nationality?
I'm half British and half Italian.
All right, see, I toss you right. Well, if you're on the dean's list, I guess.
Yeah.
Here's what if I'm in charge, I start walking through junior college. And I start, shaking people down. How old are you?
Yeah.
What color are you? What's your major? I run into my mom in there 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
She's 42. She's white as a ghost, and she's a Chicano studies major. Out, baby. You're gone. You're using up valuable class time here. Let's keep it moving now. You're not going anywhere. You're not doing anything. You show me some guy who's hungry, who's off the boat, 19, looking for a better, you know, comes to this country with nothing, looking for a better way. Looking to get into being a pharmacist or something like that, or a nurse or something, he gets to stay. But you white guys who are just slacking off, just killing time because you don't feel like going in the service or going to work, you're out. Wait till I'm in charge, Drew. Yvonne?
Yeah.
You're 29?
Yes, I am.
What's up?
This is a stupid question. I've been dating the same guy for about 3.5 years. And I'm having a lot of problems with him recently. Well, for about the past 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
We're both recovering addicts and all that good stuff. And we started out, you know, it started out really well. Spent a lot of time together. Did our own thing as well. But we kind of respected each other as well as far as, like, spending time and blah, blah, blah. Anyways, he got a job finally, like, 6 months ago. Because he was on he's on methadone maintenance, but he was on a really high dose for.
Okay, well, that's not recovery. That's
what, yeah, that's what.
Okay, Yvonne, not recovery.
Okay,
that's replacement therapy.
Yeah, you're right. I know.
And so, I have yet to see that work over a long period of time for an addict. He'll start chipping on heroin again eventually.
I'm sure. That's one of my fears, of course.
Is that what he's doing now?
No, he's on a detox regimen. He's down to 16 milligrams from 99.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, but...
Made it without chipping?
Yeah. No, he's doing it medically.
Doesn't believe it.
Well, you know what? You don't see too many junkies that can do that, you know?
That's right.
No, you, my dear, have a very special junkie.
Yeah.
So what's the problem?
Be proud of him.
What's the problem?
The problem is he started working about 6-7 months ago, and he met a friend and blah, 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 and he's been spending, spending a lot of time with them. And I don't mind that, you know, he needs to have a life that's great and everything, but, I mean, that's to the point where basically I can call, he's over there every night of the week, he's never home, he puts me off to the side to go spend time with this guy.
What are they doing?
I don't know. I know he's smoking pot. I found.
Oh, all right, so
pot.
There you go.
He's
doing drugs.
Well, okay, so.
So he is using. He's probably doing heroin.
Here's the thing.
Yvonne, why do you say he was clean? It's like he's not making it.
I don't even know.
You're in such massive denial about things.
Okay. Yeah, I am. I am.
Lie down, baby doll.
Huh?
Now listen to me.
Tell me.
Here's the thing, Tuts.
Talk to me.
He's got two choices. Three choices. Either the guy's in a gay relationship, which I don't think he's doing, A.
Right.
B, they're restoring some old Buick and are just obsessed with it in the garage burning the midnight oil every night.
Or
C, they're doing drugs.
Yeah,
and I'm putting my money on C.
Yeah. Those are the choices.
Yeah, and he's always like, it's a...
But Yvonne, of course that's what he's doing. He's not in a program. He doesn't have a sponsor.
Nope.
You take the drugs away from someone that has no way to regulate, they got to do something.
Yeah. Right.
So it's completely unrealistic to expect that of any human being, that they should be able to just magically taper off the methadone and that's all over.
All right,
it doesn't happen like that.
Yeah, this sounds like this thing's run its course.
No, that's what I'm thinking.
Why don't you start going to some Al-Anon meetings and and see what you or Narcanon and see what you think after you get some separation, get some distance, talk to some other people, and get some advice.
Let me just reiterate something we haven't gotten into in a little while. Not screwing up and not getting into trouble in life and not making mistakes in life is not really what life is about. I mean, I think people think that successful people never make mistakes, never get into trouble, never make any bad decisions or screw up. But what they do is they cut their losses.
Mm-hmm.
They get in a bad business situation. They take their lumps and they get out. They get in a bad relationship. They take their lumps and they get out. That's what successful people do. Because they get screwed all the time because they're constantly trying to move forward, constantly trying to make new relationships or new business acquisitions and things like fall through all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But they realize it when it's going south and they move. And people who stagnate stay with the same junkie guy who's chipping at his buddy's house for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
True.
So. You made a mistake, 3 years, you gave it a run, time to move on. Hey, everybody. Loveline, I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Steve and Dave are both here from Sum 41. They just got done from their triumphant appearance on the Jimmy Kimmel Show, and that's going to air. Well, it's probably airing right now East Coast.
I think some people
aired
already
live.
Seen it.
Yeah. That's true.
East
That's
Coast.
True. But it'll be on the delay here on the West Coast. And welcome back, fellas.
Third Thank time.
You, yeah.
This is a third time.
Oh, it is.
Yeah. That's great.
It's
Thanks
good.
For having us.
Oh, listen, fellas.
It's a pleasure.
Tickled pink to see you back in the studio. And let me say this.
Not like that Sue Johansson with that other sex show. She doesn't even invite us on.
Oh, I don't even
I don't dare.
Who is Sue Johansson?
Yeah,
I have no
it doesn't
idea.
Matter. She has a syndicated Canadian sex show.
Oh,
I've seen it on
please.
The U.S. You've never heard. Forget her.
Listen, I want to say this about Sum 41. And let me say this about that, too. First off, I got to apologize. I slept 2 hours last time. I'm in bad, bad shape. So, Blink 182 may come out of my mouth at some point when I'm referring to the band. But these guys have made it big. They're big international superstars now, and yet they still take the time to come visit us at the Loveline Studio. Now, we like
That's
that.
Nice.
We
could say that a very few of our friends.
Is there like an applause thing or something we can get?
There is, but engineer Anderson is not around. And you know what's funny?
Well, we can just make believe.
Yeah.
When did you know Anderson was not going to be here tonight?
No.
Yeah, it's really...
He just decided not to show up.
Oh, there's
really?
Nothing that goes on in this show that is ever discussed. I had zero idea that Anderson... And don't get me wrong, we're glad to see him gone. But you just think...
Well, what is he just pushing buttons anyway, right?
Yeah.
I mean, well, he would make the applause sound. Right. Ken, what do you got over there? Can you figure any of that stuff out? There you
see,
go.
You lose him, get a Ken.
That's a much Violet. Better applause than Anderson.
Ken, your applause button pushing... is so far superior to Anderson's, it'll make your head spin. What else? Do you know what any of those sound effect buttons do, Ken? I mean, you got them. You got them.
Do we have like
in?
If a bad joke, like if anything I'll say, well, do you have like a wah wah wah?
You know,
wah,
how about the hi hat?
Yeah, just start hitting a few randomly. See if you can acquaint yourself with them. Just start punching them, or just mash.
Well,
your
let
fist.
Us hear them.
There you
yeah.
go.
There you go.
Now hit one you don't know, and let's see if we can if it surprise you, and just start mashing your fist into it.
There you go.
Yeah. Ooh, good one.
There you go.
I can do that with this little cup of water.
All right, Ken, stop it now. the CD we know about, does this look infected? This is, CD's been out for some months, right? We talking about it last time you guys were in
I
here.
I think it just came out last time we were here. We were talking about it, yeah.
So
yeah.
You guys are touring, and then it's back to the studio?
This is true.
I think that's how it works, but I think we're touring for a long time before we go back to the studio.
When does the tour wrap?
Probably end of this year, December, something like that. We're going to go in and start it all over again.
And where does the tour take you? Do you get in? You go into Europe?
Back to Japan, then to Europe again. Japan for the third time.
Wow.
You ever been to Japan?
No.
It's like going to Mars or something like that.
Really?
Like Mars if you were in the 50s and you thought it would be futuristic, right? Not new Mars, old Mars.
Old school Mars?
Old school Mars.
Your dad's Mars?
Well, like you don't have to like wake up and get dressed yourself. You just sort of float around.
I was thinking, too, that the Japanese would probably dig some 41. I mean... More so than a lot of bands. I don't know why, but it seems like what they'd be down with.
They can relate with the height thing. Like, the majority of the band is, you know...
Yeah.
So, four, something like that.
Yeah.
you don't want a rangy band in there like Blues Traveler or... I'm trying to think. Like, there's a couple of tall bands out
Coldplay.
There.
Coldplay. Aren't those tall guys?
No. They're medium. They're tall for Brits, you know, but they're not tall in general.
Yeah.
But who we just Queens of the Stone Age are a pretty rangy band too.
Yeah, they're tall.
Yeah, there's certain bands are tall. You know, I used to like this kind of. Oh well, you guys know you're from Canada. Bachman Turner Overdrive had one behemoth Bachman brother and one midget Bachman brother. And one guy was like two heads taller than the other guy, and it really up on stage it was like Sasquatch. Was playing with a dwarf. It was really really made for good rock and roll.
Bachman Turner Overdrive.
You remember a little BTO, don't you?
Sure.
ECOB?
Yeah.
All
take
right.
care of business. AWOT.
Let's
time.
Yeah, you guys. Well, see, that's what. See,
they're
guys,
mature.
Yeah.
41. Yes.
Canadians. They know BTO.
Andrea?
Yeah?
What's up?
Hey, I cannot have an orgasm through penetration.
Mm-hmm. That's you're 21. That would be you and your friends. That's normal for 21-year-old. That's everybody, pretty much.
I know, but I've been with the same guy for 5 years.
Ooh.
And we have a very healthy sex life, as far as he can tell. And we have a good amount of sex, and I would think after that long,
it's to
have something.
You may never have orgasm within intercourse. That most women don't.
Isn't it because it's like you sort of have to like reach her over and
just
bend
the
her
wrong
up,
place.
Put her upside down, and
I can't do it myself either. I can't do it myself either.
I understand, but some oral sex, that sort of thing, eventually will probably what will do it for you. But
and by the
it's
way,
it's 2 inches away or something like that.
Yeah, but your boyfriend needs to kind of work on this with you for you.
Well, I do it like as much as I can, but.
That's good to hear. That's
him.
Encouraging.
He'd ask me every time afterwards.
Oh, okay. Good.
You've been lying.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Good
oh,
for
I can
you.
Tell. You know what? This is what women do.
They blame him.
They lie for a number of years, and then they start getting angry at the guy because they blame him for the reason they're lying, and it's really misplaced anger.
Yes.
They should be angry at their own vulva.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or about their lack of communication skills. Am I right, Dr. Drew?
Not really. The anger should stay with the vulva. Just keep it
right there.
Well,
be mean. Well, some girls aren't like the mean.
And her logic is sort of retarded, which is, why can't this guy give me an orgasm? We've been going at it for 5 years, and then she says, I can't do one on my own.
And he doesn't know he's not giving her one.
Yeah.
But what's interesting, there is an interesting sort of twist on this, which is, well, if I literally tell him what's going on, he's going to be so obsessed. He'll be constantly on me to make sure I've had an orgasm, and that would be unpleasant for her, too, because she's not really into this guy.
Yeah, Andrea. I don't think it's his fault.
Okay.
Is he the kind of guy that when people ask you, like, what is he like or whatever, you don't say, like, man, is he hot? You give him one of those, like, crappy answers where you're like, oh, he's really funny or, you know, like...
I love
like,
him so much.
I love him. He means everything to me.
He's horrible.
He's horrible?
No.
We're horrible.
No, you guys are horrible.
I'm...
Yeah, it's true.
I could guarantee an orgasm if you're right here right now. I could guarantee me and Adam.
Yeah. But this microphone, and we would get something out of you.
But when you've been with somebody that long, and probably he was the first guy you slept with in your first... Well, he was early on in your career, I'm sure, yes?
Well, early on, but there's been like...
But you've been cheating on him for a while.
No.
Right, oh, but, come on. Oh, you hear that? No.
Yes.
All right, but here's the deal. This you don't, at your age, sometimes you get involved in relationships that are sort of more intense than they should be and more involved than you really want to be. You sort of get joined at the hip before you have a chance to evaluate whether or not this is somebody you want to be with or not. And you don't know how to get out of a relationship, how to end them. You don't how you know when the end is coming or when how to see it. If this relationship had been when you were 28, you probably would have been out
right,
4 years ago.
Get him to give you some oral or end it. Rob?
Yes.
You're 39?
Yes, I am.
Now, you got a question. You got a 19-year-old son was charged for murder?
Right.
Of a girl...
His girlfriend.
Of his girlfriend.
Right.
Whoa. And how recently?
This was over the weekend.
Okay, and you bailed him out?
I bailed him out today.
How much was the bond for?
10.
So is that $100 worth of bail?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I know more about bail than I probably should
know. Yeah, I got a little chill when you were talking about it.
Yeah. So you come up with 10 grand, and the bail bondsman gets you the $100,000 worth of bail. $100,000 worth of bail for a murder charge doesn't sound like that much, is it? Are they
involuntary? Sort of
maybe
thing?
It wasn't first degree murder.
It is first degree.
All right, hold on a second, Rob. We got to take a quick break. We haven't had anything like this in a little while, so this will be interesting. Sum 41 is in studio with us tonight. We'll be right back with Rob and the murder charge after this. Buddy, Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Steve and Dave here from Sum 41. Chevelle in here tomorrow night. Foo Fighters on Wednesday. Always interesting. And Pete Yorn in here on Thursday. Next week, Rob Schneider, who we haven't seen in quite some time, will be in here on Sunday night. So
now he's the animal character.
Yeah.
Right here.
That's him. That's the same
He's
Rob Schneider.
Deuce Bigelow.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Shouldn't there be a number two,
Deuce,
part two?
Deuce
or did
two?
That come out already?
He's working on that.
Really? He is.
He's working on Deuce 2, eh?
Nice. Shocking.
Yeah.
Isn't that redundant, Deuce 2?
Maybe there's something funny to say about that.
What else rhymes with Bigelow? Maybe his name change or something like that.
Yeah. Well, I can think of some racial slurs, but that's about it. But who knows? I'm sure Rob will come up with something good. Now, when we left off, well, speaking of Rob, who's 39, he's got a 19-year-old son, just bailed him out of the pokey for...
Killing his girlfriend,
first-degree murder, $100,000 worth of bail. And Rob?
Yes, I wanted to say thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, well, thanks for entrusting us in this time of need. Now, first off, do you believe he did it?
I don't. He's normally been a pretty good kid. This is the first time he's really ever gotten into any trouble.
And
what happened?
Yeah, what happened?
There was two guys, and they both were arrested, and she was knifed. They both said to each other that the other one did it.
And did he know this other guy?
Yeah.
A friend of his,
right.
What was the fight about?
Something about because the friend wanted to go out with her, and she might have been flirting with his friend.
Does this guy have a record, the other guy?
Yeah, he does.
All right, well, I'll put my money on that.
Well, does your son have a record?
No.
No, and did they charge him for the same thing your son was charged with?
They just charged my son with it. The other guy's out.
Yeah, the other guy's out.
Right.
Oh, meaning not on bail.
Right.
He's out.
Just let go.
Exactly.
And so they don't think they have a case against him.
They just think they have a case against my son.
And what do you think that's based on?
I don't know.
Well, they must have something.
Yeah, there must be something good there, Rob.
Well, yeah.
Okay, so you're starting to feel like, well, maybe he did do it.
Yeah, was he doing drugs?
No, as far as I knew, he might have been drinking.
Well, good enough.
He had no history of speed?
No.
You might check that out. This is something that people on speed do rather frequently,
well,
this kind of thing.
What? Obviously, you've contacted an attorney.
Yes, I have.
What's his advice, other than don't talk about it on radio shows?
Right, exactly.
Well, okay. So here's a couple of things. And so you're obviously, as a father, you're worried about this.
Yeah, I'm worried about him.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I guess as a father, I have a couple questions. If he did do it, and that's proved conclusively, what would you like for your son?
Well, I'd like him to get some help. If that's
what kind of help?
Maybe some psychiatric help.
Well, he would get that if he has a problem that way.
Do you think he has a psychiatric problem?
Well, if he's guilty, yes.
Well, I know
the difference between a crime of passion and being, you know, having.
I know what you're saying, but many a sane. I know as a father and as a human being, I think you got to be kind of nuts to put a knife into somebody, but. Yeah. Yeah. It does happen quite a bit, unfortunately. Yeah.
How many times was she stabbed, too? Because, I mean, like, then you get, one or twice, but of 30 or something.
The only thing that, if there's no preceding history with this kid having any psychiatric problems, and this was out of the blue, the only thing that would be sort of would fit this story is a drug history that you maybe didn't know about. And that is something that can be treated.
I may not know about it.
Yeah. But it's very common, though, for people to go to jail and then get some treatment when they're there.
Whose knife was it?
It was the other guy's. The fingerprints were all over. My son's fingerprints were all over it.
All over the other guy's knife.
Right.
Well, it seems strange that the murder weapon was the other guy's and they just sent him packing. I'm sure they're going to want to talk to him at some point.
No, they had him. They arrested him at one point.
Yeah.
They had them both together. And,
right. Then they cut him loose.
Right.
When's your son due in court?
In July.
All right, so you have representation for him?
Yes.
All right, well, you're doing all you can do.
And I would sit down and talk to him about his drug history and his alcohol.
Before you hang up on me, can you just say hello to my girlfriend? She's been wanting to say hello to you.
Really?
Yeah.
That seems like
she's in love with you guys.
Hold on a second. We got to convene now in our chambers.
It seems a little flippant after.
As I was trying to catch those calls, they stuck you in so you could get your girlfriend on. I'd have to help him out. Get this. You know.
Think his next request is going to be for Windbreaker or something?
Yeah. Can I get a free coffee mug?
Mason jar?
Yeah.
No, but I'm sort of half there. I think the guy's under a lot of duress. Rob?
Yes.
It seems like a strange request for someone who's in the middle of what you're in the middle of.
But she's been pacing the floor, and she's about to pass out because she knows I'm talking to you. I know.
There are more important things right now.
What's her name, by the way?
Her name is Jolie.
All right, Jolie. Let's hope the son doesn't end up in Joliet. Yeah. I was just making a little joke.
But talk to her.
Why do I want to talk to her?
Oh, just say hello, will you?
All right, put her on the phone.
Just because it's going to be something.
Hey, guys.
What's happening, Jolie?
Oh, I love you guys so much.
Loving you. How's the whole murder rap going over there?
It's tough.
Do you think the kid was doing drugs?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, see, there you go. See, that's why we need to talk to him.
Yeah, it's the only thing that makes sense to me is he was on speed.
Why do you think he was doing drugs?
Because his eyes always look glassy. And
And what was he? Well, we can figure out whether he's doing speed or not. Is he a skinny guy?
Very.
Very skinny. And
so that rules pot out because, you know, you sit around.
Well, you can pot out speed. Pot out speed.
And is he, where was he working?
He wasn't. He was going to school.
What was he taking in school? How old is this guy?
He's 19.
Junior college?
University of Vermont.
What was he taking?
Psychology.
He's going to have a pickle to psychoanalyze his own.
University of Vermont.
All right.
Was he down here, down in D.C. when it happened?
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, when in Rome, you know, it's a lot of murdering going on in D.C.
A lot of stimulant use, too. I still think drug and alcohol. So,
All right.
Is a treatable thing, but he may have to pay a consequence for his disease.
Jolie, you take care of Rob over there.
Yeah, I'm trying.
And you know, if the guy's, first off, the guy's guilty, and it's like one of those crimes of passion, it's a low profile, whatever. He'll end up doing 7.5 years.
Yeah,
but
you know, we got a woman's life gone, snuffed out. It's pretty interesting.
Yeah, but we don't know her. We don't know her.
We didn't meet his
Rob, her dad. Her dad's
girlfriend, right?
If her dad calls in, it's a different story. We're outraged. We want this kid hung.
Oh, my God. But right now, send him a mug. Send him a Loveline mug.
Oh, my God. Listen, all you screwballs. And it's the other guy's knife, and oh, no. But I know Drew's on you're always into the speed, but
when people are violent, yeah.
But booze will cost more than one homicide.
Yes,
in its day
absolutely.
Too.
But that's a guy who's already got an aggression history.
Right.
That's a guy who.
Oh, the booze.
Yeah, that guy. Right. That guy. That would say.
So he's the abusive father that's been drinking for years and has went too far that night or something. Like that. You know what I mean?
Or whatever. Yeah. It's a, some guy who got in fights at bars and stuff, and was a little aggressive.
And then it went a little far.
Yeah.
Well, I bet if we scratch beneath the surface of this guy's lotto ticket, we could find a little aggression in there.
Oh yeah.
All right. Scott.
Yes, sir.
You're 26.
26, sir. Years young.
Yeah. Sir.
Way to put that, buddy. That's
are you you're in the military?
Absolutely not.
All right. What's up?
Joan Rivers would be bummed.
Yeah.
She likes the military.
Anyway, I have a... This may be more Adam's area. I have a masturbation problem.
Yeah.
So do I, buddy. It's all right.
All right.
It's cool. Nothing wrong with it.
Come to the right place.
No, hey, nothing wrong. I don't do it 10 times a day. I don't do it once a month. I'm a regular guy. Nothing that's wrong with doing 10 times a day.
No.
But, I would rather masturbate than make love to my girlfriend.
See?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you see, well, Steve-O over here. See, I have date. Well, you know, like, because, you know, with the girls on the road and everything, you don't want to, it's not safe, you know, so I have my move that I do.
What's that move?
Well, the moves that, you know, you basically just, you know, like, instead of you look and then... On.
Yeah, you ask the girl to pose.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, I see.
Works.
So that's what rock stars are into these days.
That ain't cheating, right?
That's not... Well, I don't have a girlfriend, but if I did, you know, she'd do it. Yeah, yeah.
So, Steve, you're saying when you bring a couple of floozies back to the bus, instead of risking disease and emotional attachment...
Of course. That's the one that I'm really concerned about.
You just get them... You get them naked.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe tell them to play with themselves a little bit.
Yeah, well, maybe sometimes.
And then you beat off. This is ironic, because I'm going to beat off...
to this.
I'm going to beat off. Steve's beating off. I'm going to beat off onto me when I get home onto them.
good.
It's the circle of life.
That's what I'm here for. So, dude, it's all right. It's fun.
But hold on a second. Scott is beating off onto a brawny towel. He's not beating off any underage chick you met in Vancouver.
Oh, come on. Any underage chick. They're all special.
That's right.
And I'm wondering if this may be a medication issue, though, since I have been on the medication Paxil for about 6 years.
And it's making... can you only have an orgasm with masturbation?
No, but I can't... I mean, I have that delayed ejaculation thing where it'll take me an hour... to 45 minutes.
Well, that's the Paxil.
With your girlfriend, how's it going emotionally with her?
Up until about 2 weeks ago, it was perfect.
How long have you been going out with her, though?
We just started living together in December. We've been together 18 months. And she told me that she doesn't think I'm as emotionally giving as I should be.
What happened two
weeks
ago?
That's what they all say.
Yeah.
They all say, what are you going to do for me now?
What happened 2 weeks ago?
Well, I have a Bachelor of Science in Elementary Education. I'm halfway to my master's, and I'm working in my father's restaurant because I can't get a job out here. So I think she wants to be dating more of a guy who has a set future than a guy who's working in his father's restaurant.
What happened 2 weeks ago? What'd she say?
She told me that she hasn't been happy for 6 months, that she wanted to see some change. So I said, okay, you know, I went with the flow. I've been in therapy a long time, or on and off for about 10 years. I decided to see a new guy. So she's happy that I've been proactive and getting myself help. But at the same time, she's keeping this emotional limbo of...
All right. Listen, get her flowers and go down on her.
Yeah, see?
That'll cure it all.
That'll do.
Or that's all she needs. Let it go.
Yeah. Or let it go.
You know, maybe time. Right. Maybe because she doesn't really appreciate Scott. That's... You know, the fact that he feels like an object that has to have a certain specific career, and she's sort of judging him and... To wanting him to be somebody he's not, that's not good.
As a guy, I've had that line pulled on me many times. Like, I've not been happy for 6 months. First off, it's like, hey, I've been miserable my whole life, honey. What do I care about the last 6 months of you being a little off your game? Number two, why is that me? You've not been happy for 6 months. Good, why don't you fix it?
Yeah.
But has a guy ever used that line? Like, I haven't been happy.
No.
Like, what it is, it's now it's your fault. And they haven't told you anything.
Right.
So they've just been stewing in their own feminine juices for 6 months. They're pre-pissed at you, and now it's all coming out. Now the dam is broke.
Yeah.
And they're coming down on you.
Yeah.
And as if you're supposed to magically know that they're not happy for the last 6 months.
And he doesn't like it when they come down on him. He's got to go on them. Now.
Yeah, Steve likes to go on.
Nothing wrong with that.
On them.
It's fun.
Yes. Yeah,
it's great fun.
His phallic victims.
Look out, girls.
That's right.
Yeah.
Right. And well, let me ask you this, Steve.
Yeah.
Let's get back to more of your antics on the road. Oftentimes,
you brought it up.
Oftentimes, guys will get into that thing where they're like, "Okay, here's all I'm gonna do. Just let me see them jokes a little. Just rub yourself. I'm just gonna do this." But at a certain point, you end up chasing them with your penis and trying to shove it into their ear or their nose, or try to find some place to park it.
Right. Yeah.
Doesn't this break down at a certain point where you need some oral or something like that?
Well, yeah, fine, sure, but I mean, this is just occasionally.
This occasional.
Occasionally.
Thing.
And so, more often, but I mean not always. It's not a rule. Like, there's no sign on the wall that says, you know, because it's a little awkward unless you're really drunk and you don't remember anything.
At first, you sort of have to explain to them
while they're doing it, and they don't know what's going on, and it's just like, it's uncomfortable. I wish I just had like a little chart.
But no, I find
this is where it's going to go, and then you issue a flyer. When
I'm looking,
a video on the TV in the back, you know,
I'm out.
You're waiting in line at Universal Studios.
Yeah, like you're in an airplane.
When I'm out looking for a little cupcake to frost, you know what I'm saying? I don't spring it on them in advance. You know, it's not something you can talk about at the bar. You know,
right,
it's got to be one of those things that seems
definitely
spontaneous.
Yeah, it's definitely. Well, I just killed that with
it. It's so funny how guys have to pretend like they're just thinking of sex as it comes around.
Right, spontaneous. You need to be more spontaneous.
How about we try this? You know, the guy's got his buddies in the closet with the camera. You know, it's so
spontaneous. Rodeo move where they all come out and then she tries to get away. And you ride her right out in front of that bus.
All right, so life's good for us. Some 41. Dave, what's going on with you? You
with
getting
me?
Any chicks?
I'm engaged.
You're engaged.
He's engaged to be married, like a big boy.
Yeah,
and I'm trying to convince him to get married at that Hilton in Vegas where you can get married on the deck of the Star. It's like Star Trek.
Oh yeah,
yeah. And like, how awesome would that? Like, I don't even watch Star Trek, but I just think that'd be awesome if we were all, you know, you get, you know, Picard to be the, you know, Nota Republic, whatever. Dave would be in K. He'd be Geordi, you know, the guy with the blind guy.
Is he blind? I thought you said bad glasses.
No, he's well, they have the future. Maybe I just thought they were super glasses that help blind
extra
people
vision.
See. Yeah, extra vision.
Well, it sounds like a class move getting married over there on the Enterprise.
Hey, I'm happy. You know, I don't have to explain to girls that I'm going to jerk off on them, so.
Right. Yeah,
so he just does that on Steve's girls.
Yeah.
It's
nice.
Yeah. 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 Should we hear a little Sum 41?
Sure.
Yeah? Why not? Hey, you queued up there, Ken? All right. Here's a little The Hell song.
To you, it's just a matter how you solve them, and knowing how to change the things you've been through. I feel I've come to realize how fast life can be compromised. Step back to see what's going on. I can't believe this happened to you. Am I not the only one who hates to stand by? Complications and at first in this line, with all these pictures running through my mind, knowing endless consequences, I feel so useless in this. Get back, step back, and dazzle me. I can't believe part of me won't agree, 'cause I don't know if it's for sure. Suddenly, I don't feel so insecure anymore.
same thing to you. It's just a matter how you solve them. But what else are we supposed to do?
Sum 41, everybody. I forgot Dave was just telling me or reminded me, but I went to bed at 2 last night and got up at 4 this morning, so I'm in bad, bad shape. But Dave was just reminding me that they played Sum 41 was our band when we did that the whole MTV special Super Bowl.
Oh, this in San Diego, right?
Yeah.
Right. Where my dreams of a young child came true when I actually saw a little person. Is that the correct way to say
yeah.
it? He shot.
Wee man
in a football outfit into a large vat of cheese.
You guys had the best seat in the house for that.
Yeah,
right center, right at the 50-yard line or whatever, you know.
And it was quite impressive. I mean, if you were there and saw the wee man fly 50 yards in that vat of nacho cheese,
50 yards is not a small distance.
Well, not only was he covering approximately 50 yards, but his height. Huh? Was about 100 feet in the air. I mean, it wasn't one of those.
Was he a circus act? Has he done it before, kind of thing?
No. Jackass.
You mean has he been put into a fiberglass football and thrown 150 yes, yards into a bat of nacho cheese several times as a youth?
Nobody's
what
that
are you, high, Drew. No one's ever done that before.
No, but I thought maybe the human cannibal at circuses and things. Maybe he was, you know.
No, and you know the thing about stuff when it's described, it's always a little disappointing. Like you go, and when we come back and the Museum of the Weird, a dog who water skis,
yeah.
and you're thinking, boy, I got to see this. And then before you know it,
doesn't Dave Goulier and host that show?
You saw some dog. He's got some special harness on him. He's not holding the rope. Some harness where the guy just takes a carabiner and snaps it in,
yeah.
and then duct tapes his feet down to a big flat board, surfboard, and drags him about 4 knots across Lake Havasu. And
right.
you go, ah, oh, come on, that sucked. I thought he was going to be doing slalom or something. But the wee man going through the goalpost?
Yeah.
Well, when they tested that, the football hit the post,
oh,
and I was rooting for a foul or a
you want to shank it off the post.
Just hit the post, but I mean the vat of cheese was pretty good.
Yeah,
was it actually cheese?
Yeah,
processed cheese, but melted in like this hot, you know, San Diego sun, and it was just like a, you know, total jock fest thing. They had like these the wiener contest with all these jocks like munching up like all these wieners on the fake football field they made. But they've been out in the sun for it. It was
times,
great,
huh?
great time.
Yeah.
Drew,
bring the kids. If you're any kind of fan at all of my work, you would have seen the show. Any kind of fan.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember why I didn't see it.
Yeah. Well, why? Because you don't care. That's why, because the candle of our love has been blown out with one of your farts many, many years ago.
Now, wouldn't that just make it bigger?
Yeah,
wouldn't that make the flame bigger?
Yeah, see? Good point, Steve. Thank you.
I've done a lot of experimenting with
this. Yeah, you've done
it. Yes, in the short term, it is bigger. But over the long run, it blows it out.
Depends on what kind of fabric is cushioning your buns.
It's true.
We will take ourselves a little break. Sum 41 here, and we'll be right back after this. Everybody, Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Steve and Dave are both here from Sum 41. Going to be on the Jimmy Kimmel Show tonight.
Or right now, right?
No. Show starts at 12:06.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Then I'm actually going to be on tomorrow night getting made fun of for our Dawson's Creek
appearance. I
got to
see this. It's going to be funny.
You're getting made fun of on the Jimmy Kimmel Show?
Yeah, shocking. Yeah, it's like you can just see the evil wheels turning over there. It's like,
really?
When's everything starts off casual? When's that Dawson's Creek thing coming up? I think it's Wednesday. We'll put you on Tuesday. We'll talk about it.
See, Dawson's, what are you
see if we can get
about?
A clip.
We did an episode of Dawson's Creek.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, and I had to say some lame dialogue. And,
great. Dion and Jimmy will rip into you. You know Dion's there.
Yeah, Dion Sanders is doing the guest host, in keeping with the black theme, is doing the guest hosting, or not guest hosting, but sidekicking all week this week.
How does that keeping with the black thing? Just kidding. You know, it's like Dave's going to keep with his black thing and, you know, like wake up tomorrow and walk around and do stuff.
Jimmy has had Don King... Mike Tyson.
That's why he's got us. All of his sidekicks have been
right.
There you go. That makes sense now.
Snoop.
Nah, there's a good one.
You've been the only honky.
David Allen Greer.
Is it just you?
No, there's been a couple other honkies in there, Drew. And we call ourselves crackers now.
Yeah, it's me on crackers.
Yeah,
I like honky.
Honky sounds better.
I like honky tonks. I think those should come back.
The cowboy bar.
Yeah, why not? Sounds cool.
How was Dion dressed tonight?
He looked very sharp. He wasn't as good as Joan Rivers, who was dressed up in this, like, you know, fur coat with, like, you know, $20,000 of diamond necklace, like, completely covering your neck, complaining about the war and why people shouldn't protest it.
But Dion wasn't wearing, like, a canary yellow fedora and a pinstripe.
Black suit, yeah. I think.
Yeah. All business.
He's going to have to do it up.
A pinstripe when the suit's black?
No, they're pinstripes.
No, they're gray pinstripes, but, you know, with the black. But it's, like, majority black. I'd say, you know, 98% black.
Drew, don't question the band.
He's curious.
Drew,
you were pressing me. You were pressing me to see how I'd react.
There's many dark suits that are pinstripes.
Certainly.
All right.
I don't remember the tie.
Yeah. Oh, but please, if it comes to you. Maria?
Yeah?
You're 18?
Hi. I want to start off by saying I think both of you are great. I'm a big fan of you both.
Are you talking about me and Dave, or...?
No.
No.
Oh.
Yeah. Wait till he gives you the frosting job on the butt. You'll be a fan.
Just wait.
Yeah.
I think you're really funny, and Dr. Drew, I think you're really intelligent.
All right. Thanks.
You're not talking about us.
Yeah.
This is the first time I do this, so I'm kind of nervous.
Uh-huh.
I have questions about two different things. The first thing is HIV. Mm-hmm. My friend told me she had HIV. She tested positive for HIV.
Mm-hmm.
She's in a private institution, and they're kind of, like, refusing to answer her any questions, and she has no clue about HIV, and neither do I.
What do you mean she's in a private institution?
I don't really want to say mental place.
A psychiatric hospital.
Yeah.
All right. And who would she be getting the information from about the HIV? Who is she asking?
The guy dressed as Napoleon.
No, just doctors there. They kind of, I think they're not really, you know, telling her much about it.
What are the questions that she has?
Well, the first question is, what's the difference between AIDS and HIV?
AIDS are what happened from the virus. When your immune system gets broken down, you start getting infections and cancers.
Okay. HIV isn't curable, right?
No, but these days, it's so different than when I was in training. You can suppress the viral activity with medication, and it turns out if you can keep the viral count down very low, this disease progresses very slowly.
Okay.
So she definitely needs to get on a viral antiviral cocktail, it's called, right away.
How long has she had it?
I think she found out today.
How'd she get it?
She's not sure, but she thinks it might be from... 'cause she was raped like a month and a half ago. Okay. She thinks it might have been from that.
She's not a drug addict.
She has used drugs in the past, yes.
That's how she got it.
Hmm. So it might have been from that.
Well, is she needle-using drugs? She heroin or speed?
I really don't know about that.
Because right. That's the easiest way to get it, right?
That's how you get it, yeah. So, all right, and so what's the second question? She ought to be checked for hepatitis C also, by the way. Go ahead, what's the other question?
Okay, and the other question is about, I'm majoring in psychology,
uh-huh.
And I was wondering, I'm interested in doing the kind of work that you do, so I was wondering what else should I major in and...
My advice actually is that you don't major in sciences, that you do as much liberal studies as possible, then go to medical school, then do a psychiatric and a medical residency.
It's never going to happen.
And you're looking at about 14 years.
You
there.
Should just get
smarty
pregnant.
Pants.
What's a liberal? What's a liberal study?
I mean, philosophy and political science and literature, as much non-science as you can study.
Okay.
All right. You want to do radio?
No. Well, I mean, it would be.
You don't know, you actually should probably not. If you want to do what Adam does, you should probably just not do any of that stuff.
Yeah, I guess you just got to start cleaning carpets. You're way behind. When I was 18, I started my 6 month of cleaning carpet.
Right.
And you want to just do have a private practice?
Sort of, yeah.
You want to be a psychologist?
I'm interested in doing what Dr. Drew does.
Well, do you know what Dr. Drew does?
I really wouldn't know what.
She just likes the tone of your voice.
She likes your body.
Whatever I do, it must be good.
Well, what do you think, Doctor? What kind of doctor do you think Dr. Drew is?
Well, I mean, you know, people call in, and sometimes they have like, you know.
You want to be Fraser Crane?
Yeah, but you don't want to do radio.
I mean, sure, why not? But I mean, I'm not gonna like, you know, set my goal to do radio specifically.
But you want to be. I think you Dr. Drew is a doctor, meaning like a physician. You want to do like be a psychologist or a psychiatrist?
Yeah, because right? I mean, people call in and have like you know,
right,
questions and you know, right, something that a psychologist would answer.
All right. Focusing on the calling in a lot for someone who's not interested in being on the radio, but all right.
Okay.
All right, you just stay with your studies.
And she doesn't like our band at all.
You're not a big Sum 41 fan.
You know what? My sister, she's a big fan of you guys. She's been following you guys since the beginning.
Is that the one that's in the mental ward?
No, that's not my sister. Friend. That's my friend.
All right. Okay. I still do as much non-science as possible because it'll all get recapitulated in graduate school anyway.
And about the HIV thing, what else should she know? I mean,
she needs to get a doctor who specializes in treating people with HIV and get going on some antiviral medicine right away.
True. Can't you just sort of run it off like when you bang your knee up?
Yeah, sure. Just jog it off. Yeah.
Okay.
Sweat it out. Shake it off, I think we call it. Shake it off.
Yeah. Just shake
it
off.
Put some Robitussin on it or something.
Yeah.
Like that.
All right.
That's what I heard.
You should rub a little Vicks on top of
Vapor
it.
Rub.
Vicks Vapor Rub.
Then just sort of jog it off.
Then have a hot bath.
Hot bath?
Just, that's it.
Put a little salt in there.
Yeah. A little bath bomb action.
Mustard, what do they call that?
Mustard gas.
Compress.
Mustard gas. Yeah. That's right.
No, there's mustard.
Compress. All right.
Packs.
Oh.
Mustard pack. Right. Go to Burger King, get yourself some mustard packs, pop them open on your
plaster. Mustard plaster.
Oh, mustard plaster.
Yep. That's Steve's maneuver. He does a mayo plaster in the bus.
Oh my god!
I should incorporate some mustard into the fun.
I'm sure. After enough sessions, a little ketchup gets involved there too.
Oh,
it's like when you like to mix everything up for your friend and you dare him to eat it.
Salad dressing. It's $1,000.
Put a little mayo on that boob sandwich, baby.
Dare to eat that.
Come on,
Andy.
Hold still. I'm in a band. Andy?
28. Yeah. What's up?
I got a kind of a puzzle for Dr. Drew here. Every time after I ejaculate, this has been going on for about the last 3 years, it hurts when I urinate.
For how long afterwards?
Years.
A couple hours usually.
Why do you have a full bladder? Do you have to pee? Do you have an urge to pee?
No.
Can you wait the couple hours and then just assume that? Because there's a muscular sort of a valve that gets thrown there when you ejaculate, and there can be some spasming of the muscle around that. And if you don't give it a time to sort of relax, that's why guys can't. It's very difficult to pee immediately after ejaculating, and it can be irritating, be hurt.
They check for like you know the STDs and
no.
All kinds of stuff.
No. Just don't do it for a couple hours. Just
hold your pee.
Just hold pee for a while.
But isn't there a part of you that is there? A biological function to want to urinate after.
That's what I was asking him. Some people have that. That's a prostate.
Yeah, sometimes. I always thought it's, you know, because sometimes it does hurt a little bit after. Yeah. Maybe because there's you know a little something left in there. Something you got to get it out kind of thing.
Yeah, that's it.
And so for you, urinating relieves that, Steve.
Actually, it kind of burns for them.
No, I understand. That's the normal thing, but Steve's a little extra.
You're talking to me. No, it's like, it's, you know, when you... You're with me on this,
man. Yeah, don't you, like, pee to get what's ever left in the...
Yeah, it gets it out.
In the urethra out?
Is
it the
Why?
No. You just do it. You don't have to do it.
No, you don't.
But it just sometimes there's a bit of, you know, it doesn't burn.
Yeah.
You know, a little bit, you know, like, and I'm not talking about after I've, you know, just been with a girl.
So the semen doesn't kind of leak into your shorts kind of thing?
Well, you know.
What's the point?
But that's the reason why the shorts
are. No, listen, guys think there's bad semen. Like, that's part of the old load. It's going to get, you know, it's going to fester in my urethra.
No, 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 I'm not talking about that. I'm just saying if I happen to, I don't care, but I'm going to say I just did and I happen to pee. Sometimes it's like...
It burns. Yeah. Yes, it burns.
A little tiny bit.
Yes, it burns.
Steve, you could incorporate that into your ritual. Which
I already have, my friend. Thank you.
I'm going to hose down that driveway.
Get some saran wrap, you know, put it on the bus, you know, get a bucket.
I hope that bus is like already covered with plastic.
It's kind of got a film now, you know. It's like
yeah, it's got a nice glaze,
a sticky
on
glaze.
It.
It's like a cake.
Yeah, would you go through there with a black light? The whole place just lights
it's like,
up
like a geyser like with a Christmas. All the salt.
It looks like a rave.
Yeah. All right. Well, we found someone who is a big fan of the band. Who's calling up, Karen?
Hey.
You're 15.
Huh?
What's up?
Oh well, okay. First of all, Adam, you kind of freaked me out last time I spoke to you because you're like, I told you about my high school and you're like, oh, that's where all the Mexicans go.
Where?
Taft.
Taft?
Yeah.
Huh? The Mexicans don't go to Taft.
Well, I don't know. That's what you said. I just, you know, remember.
No. Mexicans go to, they go to North Hollywood and San Fernando and Poly and stuff. They don't go to Taft.
Didn't you tell us that you promised us
no,
a fan?
I remember you saying that. That's where all the Mexicans are.
All right, be that as it may, what's up tonight?
But anyway, I just wanted to tell Sum 41 that I love them, and every time they're in the studio, I just want to apologize right now because I make up the stupidest questions and everything.
All right, but what about your phone?
That's
your phone line is so dreadful.
That's all right. Thanks, you.
All right.
Thanks for the call.
I just want to say you love the band.
Thanks. It's good to know that we have a couple fans listening tonight.
Yeah, thanks,
it's
sweetheart.
Not all for Dr. Drew and Adam Girdle Man Show.
But Steve has really impressed them with his style. One of their clamoring to get on here.
They're just too nervous to call. They're like, wait, I remember that guy.
Oh, yeah, he's James.
He was that creepy dude.
He's James Bond. Yeah, he's quite debonair with that move. Who says chivalry is dead, Drew?
Well,
I beg to differ.
Kind of finishing school.
Well, you got the finish part right.
Yeah.
Right, let's... how does this work?
What?
She calls a year ago and goes, I go to Taft. I go, that's where all the Mexicans go.
I can picture it.
Really? And then Taft is only, all right.
Thick Loveline caller.
Okay. Sum 41 here. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Sum 41 in here tonight. Steve and Dave, both from the band. Tickled pink to see these kids again. Success has not spoiled them. Am I right, Drew?
Not in the least.
Sorry.
Same as they've always been.
Drew had to sit up and talk in the mic. I'm sorry about that, buddy.
Sorry.
I know I promised you wouldn't have to do that.
Tickled
anymore.
Pink.
So. All right. Let's keep pushing forward here and speak to Tabitha, which I think is a hot chick name, Tabitha.
Tabitha's a good one, yeah. Tabitha
Stevens.
I like that, yeah.
Is that the last name?
Mm-hmm. Good. No. That's a porn star.
That's
name.
A porn star, but it was also the name of Bewitched. Her daughter was Tabitha Stevens.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. See, this is kind of fun.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah.
7 degrees of Kevin
It's great.
Bacon.
It's great, like when you're just driving home one night and you go, Peter North. Peter, that's a name for Peter. North, the face. Ah! He's talking about his dork. Like, it's great when you can put them together. Buffy Davis, an old porn star, was from Family Affair, took the name of Buffy, the older sister. Tabitha?
Yeah.
What's up, baby?
Nothing.
You're 19?
Oh, she sounds cute.
Huh?
You're hot, aren't you?
Actually, not really.
I knew it.
I don't believe it.
All right.
You just sound like Howard Stern there for a second.
You're hot.
Right, you're hot.
You're hot.
What are you wearing?
Well, I had 3 hours of that this morning. What's wrong with you? Why don't you think you're hot?
I'm not exactly the skinniest girl.
Mm. What's up? What are you coming in at?
Huh?
What are you weighing?
What am I wearing right now?
Weigh. How much do you weigh? Remember we were talking about your weight. Yeah.
I weigh like 175.
175? How tall are you?
I'm like 5'6".
All right. Let me do a little quick radio math here.
People can't really tell, though, that I'm that heavy.
Right.
Still.
They think you're 190, right?
No.
Oh, I see.
You know, you were that guy in high school.
Oh,
you were
175
too,
pal.
All right. So they you carry it well.
Yeah, that's what people tell me.
So. All right, and your question is?
Okay, I'm a C cup, mm-hmm. and I just wanted to take like a poll right now between the four of you. No, I do.
Do
you think a C cup is acceptable, or is it like too small?
What are you talking about here?
If you get into D, that's too big for me. I like, well, that rhymes.
Most guys like a C cup.
I think C is the perfect size. Well, depending on, you know, tall or, you know, it could look weird if you're 5'1" or something like that.
We want to see a C cup on 5'9", 125 pounds. I mean, let's be honest. But the C cup is the right, you got the cup right.
Well, it's just weird because, like, every time, like, if I look at myself in the mirror, like, with or without a bra, it looks like they're just, like, a B size.
Hmm. Well, here's
push
the...
Push-up bra. Get the, you know, that Victoria's Secret where you...
Oh, I have, like, five of those.
The cup... Here's the deal. The cup is fine. The saucer's too big.
Mm-hmm.
You got the cup sitting on a dinner plate. You need to shrink so the cup looks small. See what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're saying.
You got... you're putting the shopping cart wheels on the Hummer. See what I'm saying? That's why... They need to go on a smaller vehicle. It's all relative, isn't it? I mean, with everything?
Yes.
Okay. So here's the thing. The cup's fine, and we'll just work on dropping a couple pounds.
Okay. I also had another question.
All right.
Okay, this is for Dave and Steve.
Sure.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
I love you guys.
Oh, thanks, sweetheart.
Like, I absolutely love Sum 41.
Did I meet you in the back of a bus once?
No, actually, you guys are coming to my town, though, on Wednesday. You're going to Bakersfield.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Is it possible for me to, like, meet you guys backstage? Because, like, all I want to do is, like, take pictures with you and enjoy the show like that.
I don't think backstage exists in Bakersfield.
Do they have those in Bakersfield?
Actually,
we're not sure.
Let's get her name. We'll give you passes to the meet and greet after the show.
Yay! Thank you.
All right, we'll put you on hold. It's not a great sell to start with the morbidly obese. I want to get backstage. You got it.
You're talking to the engaged guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but you are also the same guy that owns a shirt that says no skinny chicks.
That's true.
So, all right. We've got it there.
But it's good for you because it's like the temptation is not as great.
There. Yeah.
Right.
Maybe she can go on the Zoom or something like that.
Tabitha, are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay. But listen, so because Drew feels bad for making fun of your weight a little bit, I want to put you back on the air.
You made fun of me?
No.
He was thinking it.
He was not.
So how about you do it?
It was you.
Okay, may have been me. We'll check the tape. Have you you exercising? You dieting, right?
Yeah, actually, I'm doing the Atkins diet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I've already lost like 12 pounds.
Oh, poor good. Dr. Atkins is lying in a coma right now.
That's the way to do it.
You know what I
don't know about that.
I lost 15 pounds going on the vegan diet, which is more healthy. Try that one.
Really?
And then jog a lot. That's all you got to do.
I say just put out more than you put in.
Steve has a diet technique, which he drinks. He only drinks Sprite,
mm-hmm.
and he razzles and he beats off 9 times a day on unsuspecting groupies.
Yeah.
And he just has no fluid left in his body.
I just have one ripped arm, and the rest of me is just really kind of
his right arm's ripped.
Yeah, one arm's ripped.
His left arm gets a little work grabbing the ponytail, yelling "Hold still, bitch!" every once in a while, but. But
once in a while, come on.
Well, so some people, you know, they get out of line. That's fine.
But good times, right?
Yeah, but good times.
Good times, but great good times. Oldies.
Are you doing, did you do a vegan diet?
Yeah.
And what, so that's no dairy?
No dairy. But then you can get more cereal, no mono or diglycerides, blah, 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 and all that kind of
thing. Really?
You'd be surprised how many people don't. Understand
it. Oh, it's great when
grasp.
They're like, you know, like, okay, we have a vegan in the band, we need a certain food, can you supply some vegan food? And then, like, there'll be like a seafood platter or something like that. And then, that's a fruit or vegetable. So
also, when you're traveling in the Midwest, for instance, and they're still. True. Remember we used to go to colleges in the Midwest, and we're inviting you guys to a dinner, and we go, all right, that's great, what are we eating? And they're like, we got casserole.
Tuna casserole.
And it's like, what is it? A huge bowl just filled with egg noodles, 7 cups of
mayonnaise,
oil and mayonnaise, grated cheese, and then opened a can of tuna and just stirred the whole thing up.
And then breadcrumbs on top.
And breadcrumbs. It's like, what year are we in, fellas? What is this summer camp, 1977? Like, what's going on?
Tuna surprise.
Yeah. So I imagine, like, if you're out on the West Coast here, you could probably...
It's great because you can find all these Mexican places can are good protein. You know, you just got to make sure it's not cooked in the law. It's all an ordeal.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then, you become... Then no one wants to go out to dinner with you because you're become the FBI interrogator.
But I'm so charming that everybody's... The phone's ringing off the hook.
Yeah, but you know when you go out to dinner and you got that a-hole going, how's that prepared?
Yeah.
How's that prepared?
That's me, yeah.
Yeah.
But see, from my point of view, they're the ones being difficult. I mean, if they can't do it up for me, then I mean, come on.
You know, my move would be as a waiter, be bring in that big wooden novelty pepper mill. I'd be like, hey, would you like some pepper? And then El Caballo. just pull like a Scarface on him. You know, just start beating the crap out of him. Blood's flying everywhere. And then I stand up and announce to the rest of the patrons, anyone else need some pepper? Anyone else how this is prepared?
Yeah.
Shut
that,
everyone up.
That would
up.
Stop all that. That's good.
Yeah. Eventually, you might get fired. Saying eventually, but you go out with your head, you know, your chin held up high.
Good times.
All right, Sum 41 here tonight. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. All right. Now, if you guys all... switching Drew decided.
What do you guys have there? Your
payday.
Payday.
All that talking of dieting made Drew go buy a candy bar.
You're just doing it to spite me. Take that, vegan.
Yeah.
Chocolate
bar. You guys who aren't on the East Coast, but who are on the West Coast or west of the Mississippi or wherever the hell you hear us, it's not on a day delay. You tune into Jimmy Kimmel Live right now. You endure a little Dion in a pinstripe suit, and then you get to... you get to the nougaty center of the show, which is Sum 41, playing another spectacular hit. I don't know what it is, but don't tell me, because I want to be surprised when I get home. I keep on the show.
Do we see the infamous bus where all this...
No, there's none of that.
Gentlemanly activity goes on?
No.
I wouldn't call it gentlemanly.
Chivalrous. I beg your pardon. Chivalrous, right?
I want to thank Stephen.
You throw your coat down after you're done.
Stephen,
walk over this.
Well, I throw her down just to dry it up, though.
All right, Drew. You're done chewing your bar. Now you got to shoot your wad when the show's over. Oh, now Drew says, let's go. He's ready to go home. All right. Steve, Dave, thank you very much. Always a pleasure. Yeah. Always it's a pleasure. You guys come back anytime you like. Chevelle in here tomorrow night. Foo Fighters on Wednesday. Pete Yorn on Thursday. Until next time, it's Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.